This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. It is 12:04 on this Wednesday, the 23rd of October. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
I'm Vinny Viraj.
Of course, our producer is Christine Wong. Shout hello, Christine.
Hello.
She's with us, as usual, alongside everybody else until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Today, we're talking about a topic that's been kind of bandied around for a little while. I believe the bigger picture touched on shaming of some sort last week. Mm. They spoke a little bit about body shaming. We're not just talking about body shaming. We're talking about shaming in general, this new trend of shaming culture that tends to be sweeping across parts of the internet and, of course, into local press here, there and everywhere. Mm. One of the reasons we're talking about this today is that a tabloid over in the UK decided to job shame an actor, this time for working as a store security guard. So she lost her job in the soap opera that she was starring in, which she was in a few years ago, and of course decided, as most people do, to take upon another job. This job happened to be a job as a security guard, mm-hmm. and this tabloid newspaper decided to shame her and say, why is this woman doing this particular job? Now, for me, I think there's an awful lot to talk about because I don't think taking any job should be shameful or looked upon as any form of, you know, it shouldn't be shameful at all. So I'd like to kind of explore that. We have stuff like shame culture as well, travel shame and ecology shame and food shame and a whole bunch of them that we will expand upon throughout the show. Mm-hmm. We'd like to get your guys' opinions. Has the internet taken shaming too far? Let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We've got some responses already that we'll refer to a little bit later on. We've also got a clip coming up from The Bigger Picture that went out on the Daily Digest on the 18th of last week. Then we're moving on to a story about...
James Corden.
Mm.
Yeah. And you'll never believe what he did.
That's
like, you know, you will never believe and how dangerous he is.
And then, of course, we're coming back full circle. We're talking about freelancers, something we spoke about just a couple of days ago, how freelancers here in Malaysia will get the rights they deserve, apparently. Mm-hmm. So let's start off with this job shaming thing then. So on Sunday, a British tabloid called The Daily Star, we like to call it the newspaper, toilet paper over there. But they ran a front page story and a photograph featuring the former EastEnders actress Katie Jarvis. Now, EastEnders, if you don't already know, is the second longest running TV show after Coronation Street in the UK. It's been running for, I don't even know how many years, probably 40 plus years.
Even before you were born.
Not quite, Frida, not quite. But she ended up working as a security guard for B&M, which are a large discount retail chain in the UK. Now, she was let go after fans kind of, you know, she was one of those characters that had a time frame. And once the time frame had finished, they just kind of wrote her out of the script and wrote her out of the TV show. Now, this is not the first time that newspapers over in the UK have been job-shaming. They job-shamed an American actor, Jeffrey Owens. He was bagging groceries at a cashier at a Trader Joe's retail shop in the US. Now, Trader Joe's, believe it or not, has excellent job benefits, including stuff like healthcare and one thing or another. Now, at that time, a whole bunch of big-name actors tweeted their support for the guy and said, you know, it's... they've done manual labor jobs and they've done all kinds of jobs before you make it big. You know, so this is what we do. You know, before you find your footing wherever it is that you're leading to, you do normal jobs.
Right.
What these guys are calling normal jobs. You know, you work as a cashier, you work in retail, you work in sales, whatever it is. You know, just because you've become an actor doesn't mean that you haven't worked hard to get to where you are. And if you've fallen on harder times, quote unquote, it doesn't matter that you're taking a job because you have bills to pay like everybody else. Why should we be shaming people for this?
And why is acting seen as a higher level kind of job, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you go to California, where I guess LA, where you're an actor / waiter, and that's just how you live.
That's how it is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, until, if you never get it to the big time.
Yeah.
You know, and you love your craft. This is probably what you need to do.
Of course.
To survive.
Of course. And there it's not looked upon as shameful. It's part of the process.
The lifestyle,
right?
Yeah. No, but even after the process, even after you've done a couple of movies, James McAvoy had an interview recently and he said that after he did a couple of films like Wanted and I think Chronicles of Narnia, he was out of work for, he had like a dry spell. So he was running out of money and he used his last bit of savings to go from, I think, London to LA when they called him to audition for Professor X for the X-Men movies. And then that's where he blew up.
Right.
He blew up after the X-Men movies were paying him on a contract basis. But before that, James McAvoy, who was already in Hollywood and had done big movies with people like Angelina Jolie and stuff, had to sort of resort to his savings and doing other smaller jobs and taking like theater and stuff to pay his bills. So if you look at something like EastEnders, which works more like an office than an actual production or company, because there's so many people coming in and out, it's like revolving door. Of course, if you're an actor there for whatever season one, season two, some Christmas storyline or something, once you're let go, you have to go back to doing
whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's I don't know why the tabloids had to run with it, but it's just tabloids being tabloids.
Yeah.
But you know, it's admirable, and it's sort of like you have to give kudos to people like Katie Jarvis, who didn't let the ego get to her, like, oh, I'm someone on EastEnders, or I'm this longest running, and she just took a job to survive.
You know, and there's a lot of people who believe their own press, right?
Yeah, of course.
And then they end up with drugs or whatever, you know, because they thought, you know, this was it. This is my identity, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, Katie is very secure in her identity, in who she is, right?
No. Okay, well, let's move away from this particular job sharing, though, and look at some of the other ones that tend to be kind of trending right now. And one that we've spoke about just very recently is travel shaming. You know, and this is a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, whether or not you've... And I think there's a fair amount of understanding on my part as to where this comes from, right? It comes from meaning well, right?
Yeah.
In the greater scheme
the
of things.
The intention.
The intention is good. You know, where people are saying, oh, you shouldn't be taking a flight on these quick break vacations. You know, you should find a different method of traveling. And I understand, right? But if I'm given the choice between hopping on a plane and being in Singapore, for example, in 45 minutes, or to take a train that's going to take 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, for me, the convenience outweighs the other thing, right? And there are people out there, obviously, who would say to me, you know, you're being selfish to the planet. And I'm thinking, well, but that's my choice, you know? And I'm in a position where I can actually choose.
Yeah.
And whether or not people like it or not, I'm going to do that, you know, as I don't feel as though I should be made to feel guilty.
Right.
Or you're saying that if you take like bigger modes of transport, then people shame you for
essentially flying.
This is, I think, coming very big out from Europe, right? Where you know, they say it's affecting the environment, you know, the
eco shaming. Okay.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And they say let's use the train instead. Fine, if you're in Europe.
And you can travel around in Europe, and you know,
we're in a peninsula.
That's perfectly fine. So there's a travel shaming. There's also the shaming when it comes to the food that you eat, the trash that you pick up. You know, and I think as of yesterday's show, we spoke an awful lot about how dirty some of the food outlets are here. Stuff like that, I think, is important. You know, because that is, you can see a direct result of that. You see trash on the floor and you see somebody throwing it on the floor, you know they are having an immediate and direct impact on that environment. Tell them to pick it up.
Yeah.
You know, and I think something like that deserves to be called out.
Yeah, but then there's also stuff like shaming where you shop. Like there are huge like threads online about people that shop at places like Walmart in the States. It's famous for, you know, people snapping pictures of, and you know that these are people from a certain bracket in society who can't afford certain things in other supermarkets and other chains, so they sort of gather in Walmart. It's sort of wrong to put them on forums and make fun of whole bracket.
This feels as though this is something that starts in school, you know, and has built from school, but now it's gotten to a point where it's just broken out into mainstream.
Yeah, how about turning into something more positive? You know how with this let's stop with single-use straws, you know, it becomes a positive story and then people stop using it, right? But there's no shame required, because I'm just thinking, have I ever done that? And I have to admit, I think it was during the last elections, people who have chosen not to go for election to vote.
Right.
I just put a comment on Facebook, not naming anyone, but just saying that if you don't vote, you can't complain.
Agreed.
Right? So
time for a short break, folks. Let us know what you think. Has the internet taken shaming too far? Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Music coming up from Queens of the Stone Age. We're going to have a chat and get some feedback during this break. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. BFM 89.9.
Busy following Money Trail. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu.
Arvind Branch.
We are talking about shaming today and whether or not the internet has taken shaming too far. And this is because of an article we picked up about an actress featured in the Daily Star, how they published a front page story and photo featuring a former actress on duty at a large discount retail chain in the UK. They're basically job shaming her and saying that, you know, she's fallen from grace or one thing or another. Katie, bless her, you know, then went up to stick up for her co-workers just in case they felt reduced by the tabloid's insinuations. She said, the people I work with there are amazing. They get up every single day and work hard for a living. No one should be made to feel job shamed. Mm. As long as you're working, that's all that matters.
Right.
So we've had a couple of messages over on Insta Story. I'm going to speak about Elvira's first, and she says, yes, these memes are horrid, teaching kids to look for the next thing, the next viral meme, not on. Heaven forbid we take the time to educate them on the code of conduct or ethics. Yes, it's gone too far. So that's her opinion. We've got a couple from Natasha who says, yes, it's gone too far. You know, feedback to us, folks. And Anan has said, millennials are too sensitive. They don't know life or reality without internet or social media. This is not just about millennials, though, Anan. You know, this has become a little bit for everybody, and everybody's jumping into the conversation, including us, and I'm far from a millennial, let me tell you.
And I guess that conversation, right? I don't know whether people feel this way. Oh, why are you now a Grab driver?
Right.
Oh, I want to say the same thing. I was just going to say that I love how the ride-hailing thing has changed that notion of doing something on the side. Yeah. Because you can be in any industry. I've spoken about this before. People with, you see someone's car and then you go like, this person doesn't need to do something on the side, but then they are doing something on the side because they could use the extra income.
And it's like,
I mean, I was picked up just the other day in a BMW Z1.
Serious? Yeah.
For Grab driving.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, this person doesn't need, quote unquote, to Grab. They're doing it because they choose to do it.
And what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely nothing wrong.
Yeah. So, you know, I was impressed. I'm like, this girl has taken the decision to do what she wants to do. You know, she's a young entrepreneur, and that's how it's changed, right? It's changed from people need a second job to, they've got an entrepreneurial spirit. And that's how it should be. We've changed that narrative. Right. We do have a little clip, actually, from the Bigger Pictures Daily Digest. The show was Stop Body Shaming, It's a Crime. The guy on the line was Surendra Ananth, the advocate and solicitor and co-chairperson of the Malaysian Bar Constitutional Law Committee. And this is what he had to say.
Yeah, so just to be clear, there is no specific law in Malaysia on cyberbullying or body shaming. What we do have is the Section 233 of the Communication and Multimedia Act, which criminalizes any online communication that can be abusive, threatening, annoying, or even harassment. It's so vague, it's so open-ended. It's not just harassment that covers, it's also annoying, abusive. And there is no definition as to what these terms mean. So just to be clear, I think body shaming is a problem. I don't think one is right in saying that it is a legitimate exercise of free speech to body shame someone. While free speech includes the right to insult someone, but when you get to a level of harassment and when you cause distress to another person, I don't think you can say it's free speech anymore. But at the same time, the question is, how's the best way or what is the best way to address this?
So that's how it's dealt with here in Malaysia. And even then, it sounds a little bit vague for body shaming, for example. You know, like me and Chris were discussing outside, it's about how far can you go, you know, how far can you go towards technically insulting somebody or having the right to insult or, you know, insult somebody. And then that turning from an insult into something personal and it becoming cyberbullying. So here it's still very, very vague.
Yeah. You know, I think this whole culture of bullying has always, you know, existed. Now that we've just got this platform where you can hide behind things and just say these judgmental comments on anything, right? So, you know,
I think what's kind of allowed it to happen is let's say, for example, the four of us are sat in a room like this, and you say something to me that's insulting. Right. You know, there are three other people here that would look at you and say, Frida, why have you said that? You know, perhaps, you know. But now, if you use what you say on a platform like Twitter, where you are to a degree slightly anonymous, it's very likely that there's a bunch of people who will be on your side as well and start coming against me because they feel as though they are anonymous too and they can get away with saying what they want to say.
Yeah. And also when it's done on like a bigger platform like Twitter, and especially when tabloids pick it up, going back to the original story, when tabloids pick it up, then it sort of discourages other people from doing what the actor Katie did.
Right.
You know, like, because if you publicize it so much and let's say there's a third person looking at the Twitter thread or looking at the news and going, I'm going to be shamed if I do so and so. If I'm going to be shamed if I had, like, let's say a secure job in whatever, like an accountant, a bank, something, and then I end up working as a barista or, you know, something on the side, people are going to shame me because they're going to look down at what I'm doing, which will stop them from actually making a living for themselves, it has like long-term negative effects, just shaming someone online, because it doesn't just affect that one person, it affects everybody who's reading that thread or reading the news.
I mean, I was looking at... Chris was talking about earlier about who do we speak to regarding this story, and we back and forth about influencers and one thing or another. And what you were referring to earlier on about the travel kind of shaming, you look at influencers and how they're traveling all over the place, and you see them on beaches, and you see them on planes, and you see one thing or another. You know, whether or not over time this kind of travel shaming will have an impact on that kind of industry, you know, and how that will have a change, and whether or not these people who are influencing are going to change the way in which they influence. Are they going to become more green? Are they likely to be pushing that kind of more green agenda rather than look at how many private jets I've been on the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Right, shall we take a break? Mm-hmm. Feedback, folks, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Has the internet taken shaming too far? Should it bother you that you've gone from one job to another? That's something we should have discussed as well. Next up is Canned Heat with Let's Work Together. And when we come back, that story about James Corden. You're never going to believe it.
Yeah, no.
Time for a break. BFM 89.9. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.